morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution. Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning. Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution. Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As attorney general, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. During the 40th anniversary celebration for certified Angus beef at the 2018 American Angus Association Convention in Columbus, Ohio, our farm director Ron Hayes, in attendance there at the convention this week, had the chance to speak with the association's new incoming president, John Pfeiffer of Oklahoma. Pfeiffer talked about his time serving the stakeholders of the association and the CAB brand, remarking on the success that the program has enjoyed over the past four decades. Listen.
Everybody talks about the overnight success CAB was, but we have to remember it took us like nearly 10 years to really sell the first 1,000,000 pounds. And now we're having 100 million months on the go. I mean, being a true disciple of certified Angus beef, it is what has helped create the Angus breed and that pull through of the product through and the fact that it allows us to be able to sell a lot more Angus bulls.
Pfeiffer remembers the hardships that the program had, though, during its formative years when it first had trouble getting its footing in the marketplace. He recounts a few times when the program was almost shut down when the board lacked faith in the young brand's full potential.
There were actually two votes one time, but I always laugh and say the big deal is now there are 40 people can say that they were the eighth vote to make it the 8-7 vote. There would have been a vote when the thing was initially about 3 years old, and then there was another vote at 11 years of age, or when it was at 11 years in that program that didn't ever get recorded. It was the same way, and the president at that time actually shut the meeting down and sent everybody home for the night and said, when you come back tomorrow, let's be ready to vote and support this. And we had a lot of people even that were employees there that wondered why, if they were pouring money down a rat hole that would never go, and you would never believe that today. And that's just a lot of history through there of those things that just fairly allowed certified Angus beef to continue to happen, but continues to grow today and is the standard for the beef industry.
For Pfeiffer, though, the beef business has been good to him, and he recognizes that fact, having invested a lifetime of work into it. But his service to the breed and the people that make up the Angus business has been his way of giving back, a message he is taking with him as he steps into his new position of leadership as president of the American Angus Association.
Well, I've always thought that if you're going to be a part of an industry, you need to give some of your time back to that industry. And this is where it had. I had spent a lot of time when I was in Oklahoma on various boards and doing things that were there. I was asked to come serve on this board, and once you're in there, I think it's important that all breeders that have the chance, and if there's any way they possible, that they have to learn that the industry does not stop at their front gate. And so we have to learn to take part in these other organizations and provide to help make things get better.
You got farm news on Ron.
Listen to facts, not scare tactics. With 793, every optometrist will have the same education, licensing, and health regulations they have today, no matter where they practice. 793 will keep quality high. It just gives us more options. Even if you don't choose these options, give your fellow Oklahomans the freedom to choose. Vote yes on 793. Authorized and paid for by Yes on 793, Inc., 4 Northeast 10th Street, number 434, OKC, OK73104, 405-510-7946.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.